Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
This is the Monarch Selene Kelvaris, reporting on continued investigation into the Red Uprising. The threat has evolved. Dorian confirmed the Red's internal codes are being erased, hiding them in plain sight. My own investigation confirms the scope. Our snitch was meeting two more cleaned Reds who escaped capture. One fled on foot, the other on motorbike. Dorian, against my judgment, has endangered an associate, Reverie Keys, by tasking her to build a new scanner. We pursued the motorbike lead, but when Dorian hacked a street camera, a vicious malware attack fried his prosthetic eye. Just before he fell, he saw the face of the Red on the bike. And that is when I knew the scope of this rebellion is wider than anticipated. I will locate them. This city will not fracture on my watch. End log.
Strength is duty.
Duty is order.
Order is gold. Selene is going to immediately rush over to you. Are you, like, convulsing or anything like that?
So yes.
What do you think Dorian is doing? Like, what's his body doing?
Because it was a miss with a match, it was severe. I don't think Dorian's eye has suffered damage like this since he got it. So there's an explosion and a spark that flies out of his eye. It's like a cracked egg. And this, like, the black fluid of mechanical fluid is, like, leaking on the side of his face. And he's, like, trying to cover... He's, like, on the ground, like, as if someone's getting hit with a taser. Like, he's convulsing a little bit.
Oh, okay. So Selene is going to rush over to you. Dorian! Hey! It's going to be okay. Medic! What do I do? Don't talk.
Icarus!
Okay, where is he?
My lab.
And then I'm going to pull out Icarus. Where is he?
Icarus is at the lab, but no, Ajax is a
little... Oh, the lab. I thought you said my lap.
Oh, my lab. I mean...
Your lab. Oh.
My combat robot, Ajax, would actually be on the...
Yeah.
Would be surrounding me and, like, doing a little perimeter, like, in a more aggressive mode where, like, thorns and spikes have come out. Like an angry little crab. He's crab walking around me in protect mode.
Oh. Okay, so he's in protect mode. The blues that I had talked to before on their break, it's still not long after that. So I am shouting out for them as I say, medic, come now. And they're going to, we see them rushing over to your body. They're helping to lift you up.
I say, wait. like he takes a second, takes a deep breath, and he's like, okay, because I don't want to shock anyone. And
okay, it's okay. And I'm just looking at all the liquid just, like, coming out of your eye and the sparks in your body, like, seizing up. It's gonna be okay.
I'm all right.
No, just breathe. Just breathe. And you're not sure if she's talking to herself or if she's talking to you.
Oh, yeah, he turns and says, you breathe too. I am all right.
Oh, I'm breathing. Okay. A medic. And so they have called medic. We can already hear because we're still in the blue district. So there are people on call ready. And so I say, they'll be here in 60 seconds. Don't worry. They're coming. Just breathe. Everything will be okay. And I'm holding your head in my lap.
Yes. And Dorian looks up at you and he's like, sorry to scare you. I am.
No, it's okay.
I'm.
So, just breathe. Dorian, your eye is leaking.
It's just the fluid. It's not blood. It's the fuel. I can fix it at my lab.
No. We'll get someone to help. It's okay. You don't have to do this yourself. Okay, it's okay. We'll talk about it, okay? Can we please get you taken care of first, okay?
How does my hair look?
Dorian.
He smirks.
I swear to God. And then we kind of do like quick little montage as we see another blue med van has come to come and pick you up, and they put you on the Lev. What is it called? That they put you on the stretcher.
The stretcher, yeah. Sometimes like those specific words escape you, but yes, like a
I know.
A sci-fi stretcher floats up and goes into the.
Yeah, exactly. So they put you onto the stretcher, and then they put you into the van. I'm in the van as well, sitting next to you. I imagine that they told me there's ma'am, there's not enough room, and I don't listen. I just push them to the side.
Dorian chuckles. Celine, I have what I need to fix my eye at my lab. Tell them to take me there. They can do my vitals and everything here.
Okay. Here, I am sending you the location to his lab. Here, go there now, fast.
Apologies, ma'am. The protocol is to bring them to the nearest medical facility.
I don't give a damn about protocol.
He looks.
Listen to me.
Yeah. Very well, Praetor. As he realizes who he's talking to, and sees the flash of the Kelvar's emblem on your outfit.
Yeah.
And between that, your authority, and the way you said it to him. He immediately.
Okay. I just didn't want to roll compel because that would be funny. We make our way over to your lab. And again, you are still on the stretcher. We are running. And I'm pushing these guys to run as well. And so you're kind of zooming out as we get onto the lift. And to bring you up to your lab area. And I'm just kind of like yelling at the other blues who usually help you.
Yes.
I say, you, come now. And I don't know who any of them are. I'm just telling them to come. And,
it's a lot of interns and some like assistants. All freak.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
They're all in a varying degrees of distress. And I just say, tell them to come to the lab. That's it.
Like, They're coming. You and you to the lab. Follow me. Come. And I'm just saying it as we're kind of rushing, as mm-hmm. you're still having like liquid fall out of
mm-hmm.
your eye.
Yeah,
and
it's
freaking her out.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to put you into your lab, into your room. Are you still trying to like give orders while you're being put on a table right now?
Yes, I ask for the correct chargers. I ask for my micro tools. I ask for Icarus to come in and to go to the emergency recovery protocol. Which Icarus will understand if he's given that command. That's all he would be saying, and the telling him to calm down. Just close all the doors. No one needs to see this.
So Celine is kind of freaking out, and at this moment she is more of a nuisance and a presence of stress than a help. And so you would see that a lot of the blues are very much on edge. She's standing way too close. And just like breathing down their necks, and you could see that they're hesitating a lot with their work.
What will happen here is Dorian will clock this, and he'll see Celine and go, "Celine,
yes. Do you need me? Anything I can get you? Help? I can help."
Can you let Reverie know I'm here? She should be arriving soon. And my Icarus ran out of my favorite. Flavor of tea. In the upper left cupboard, the code is 444. Ginger and cinnamon.
Okay. I'll be right back.
You've got this.
And she's out of the door.
Yeah.
And then you could feel everybody in the room just go like a collective sigh of relief as they like finally start to get to work mm-hmm. on you.
Yeah.
and Celine is gone. So again, another... So you technically had to make a repair roll.
Correct. I previously made that roll, and because Icarus, my droid, I forget what type of asset droid he is a utility bot. I got to add his health to this roll, which is 4, because he was helping with analyzing the damage and the repairs. So I got a strong hit, which means I had more than enough ability to repair this, and in fact might be able to repair it a little sooner than normal, because again, he's in his lab surrounded by his assistants and his personal bot that knows how to fix him.
Right. So you end up getting back to full health. What does that look like narratively? How long do you think that takes?
It's a very intricate surgery to get into the eye, which is so close to Dorian's still very human rest of his face, his brain, his other eye, and the nerve parts of his nervous system into his spine. So what this looks like is the assistants would provide the replacement fuel energy to go into his eye. They would clean up the mess that's there, removing damaged parts and then recycling them for bits. And then Icarus is the one who actually does the entire procedure. He floats over Dorian and all those series of like jellyfish-like robot tentacles with a series of micro-tools brought by the assistants go in and begin to make the repairs thread by thread, wire by wire, putting a new refined eye into the socket where the other one cracked. And it takes at least about an hour or so. But thankfully, it didn't take nearly as long because he has everything at his lab. So it would take some time.
Yeah.
And then it would take a little bit of time for him to like boot everything back up from his eye.
Right.
Because he's been walking around with one eye and, you know, very much lost sense of balance and everything that comes with someone losing their eye out of nowhere.
Yeah. So kind of like a hard reset was done. And so you got to get back up and running. I think that Celine would have gone to get Reverie. She went to go get her... And she is waiting at the front of the building for her. And you see her, she is just pacing back and forth. She has her hand like on top of her head. It's kind of just fingers raking through her own hair as she looks very anxious. And then as Reverie pulls up, her eyes kind of look wild at Reverie.
Yes, Reverie would come in and would see. Oh, Praetor, I didn't expect to see you here. Is everything all right?
No.
Where's Dorian?
Please, just come with me.
Is he okay?
No, he was, something attacked him, or his brain, or his eye, and then his body started seizing, and then liquid started coming out of his eye. It was horrible. I just need you to come with me, and we're going to go upstairs, and we're going to attend to him. Okay?
7 forbid. Yes, please bring me to him.
Please. Okay, let's go. And my hand is like on her back, as I'm kind of like pushing her faster as we rise back up.
Going on the elevator, yeah.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to go find that tea. And as we're going, I will tell her which room you're at, and then I will go look for the tea that you said.
Absolutely. And at this point, I think, by the time she arrives, Dorian would be in the final phases of his repair to his eye. The mess has been cleaned up, the damaged parts removed, new eyes being brought in, and there's a couple of wires attached to that side of his face where basically a system reboot is happening, as you said.
Okay. I'm going to come back into the room. I have like a whole tray with me, and I have like a whole tea set with me, and like little cups as well. And I'm coming in with that. I know the room is still full of blues, so I'm going to ask Dorian, is it okay? Do they still need to be here?
No. Thank you all for the emergency assistance. I will be certain to write high praise on any references or credentials you may require. You have the rest of the evening to just do your menial duties, custodial duties, and you may go for the evening. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
I'm just eyeing them as they're walking out a little too slowly.
They're all very nervous walking around you. They're giving you a wide berth.
So I'm going to use like my kinetic abilities just to like shut the door a little bit quicker behind them. And close the blinds. And Reverie is in here with us.
Yes.
So I'm going to set the tray down, and then I'm going to hand you. Would you like... I found your tea. Please.
I knew I could count on you.
Of course. Of course. Miss Keys, would you like some tea as well?
Reverie turns to you nervously, but also with a half smile. Oh, yes, I would love some tea. Thank you, Celine.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm going to sit down. I'm just going to pull a chair next to... Are you still laying down, like getting all fixed up still?
I would say Dorian is still on the stretcher, but he's... Because it's floating up and doing this. But he can sit up where he is.
Okay.
And his tea while the wire, which is attached to like parts of the equipment, which is also attached to Icarus, so he can kind of move around as if someone who's attached to all those the IVs and things like that. He could sit there and have a drink.
Okay. So I'm going to pull up a chair, and you see just like she still looks stressed, and she has the tea in one hand, and she's leaning forward like her arms are she's kind of hunched over, very un-gold-like. And she says, Dorian, what the hell was that?
Take a second. He takes a second to sip. He puts the glass down. He looks over at you. And I think he also notices that Dex is next to you, trying to calm you down, like doing the cat thing, like nuzzling against your leg.
Yeah.
I was going over the surveillance camera and looks at Reverie, but I was discussing with you. And when the camera focused in on the culprit who took the speed bike, it triggered a reaction. Whoever this leader is, and he pauses for a moment, puts his hand to his head. Whoever this is does not want to be followed and laid not a physical trap, but a trap for someone who is looking to identify them with the cameras or any sort of tech. And I was hit with the blowback.
So you're saying that when you tried to hack into that system, someone tried to stop you and they did this to you?
It was almost
a counter...
Yes.
A counterattack, yes?
Like a simple card game, it was... I triggered a trap card. They were waiting for someone to hack into surveillance.
Did you see anything?
I confirmed that they were heading north. And he takes a moment because he knows he saw the face. Before I could fully scan the face, I was hit with the blowback. But they are wearing a more tactical set of uniforms. I can...
Dorian.
Yes.
Dex is green.
Yes, it was... I guess...
Why are you lying to me?
It's not that I'm lying, it's that... I would not have made such a mistake. I underestimated how skilled this leader was, and I'm afraid of disappointing you. And if I can finish this repair on my eye, I can get you a clearer image of the face as best I can. It's going to take some time. But with Reverie here, my recovery can move faster, and we can even get that scanner built.
What color do you think Dex is now?
I think there's still a hint of green, because green also represents fear, correct?
It's deception and fear.
There's still a flash of green there. Dorian is hoping could be tracked up to the fact that his eye exploded, and he's freaked out by it. And what would represent sadness?
A soft blue.
That's what seems to be what Dex is going between, is a light gray and a deep blue.
And she's looking at him, and she's looking back at you. If there's anything you're holding back, you say it now.
Dorian takes a second and puts his head. Celine, part of my face just exploded. I need to sort my brain out. I did what was tasked to me, and I'm with you 100%. Trust me.
And Dex is still like a soft blue, kind of going between those, you think?
Yeah, the blue is getting more prominent, where this would equate to Dorian being disappointed in himself that he's not, that he genuinely feels sorrow that he underestimated the trap set by this leader.
Yeah.
And this harkens back to any time he's had a setback that has reflected poorly on Celine.
Okay. I'll give you some time. And I'm sorry to push this on you, but there's not much of it.
Then I guess it's a good thing I asked Reverie for help.
Speaking of Reverie, she has a big sigh and leans back. Miss Keyes, I would like to apologize.
Oh, for what?
My brother seemed to have made a decision that puts your life in grave danger. And so I apologize for anything that may happen in the future because of the information you now know.
To be frank, if I may be, Praetor, I appreciate and accept the apology, but I made the decision and chose to help Dorian. I did not have to agree to it.
So you understand the risks and you accept it?
She sits up a little more firmly and gives a look of determination.
I understand the risks. And for the good of Hyperion City and for helping out some colleagues that I care about, I accept the risks. But I appreciate your concern, Praetor.
Now, you know Dorian a lot better than you know me, and vice versa. So I'm going to need more than your word that you will keep this to yourself. You must swear it to me.
When you say that, she draws out from her wrist device a small, what looks like a receipt, prints itself out with recording of the conversation that's just happened, with a part for a signature where she takes a part of her thumb and presses against it.
I swear a vow that I will keep this assignment that you've been given and that has been shared with me discreet and will not release information to anyone outside of this room.
And if you do, you will not see the sun.
Dorian gives a look to Celine.
Celine, that's extreme.
Do you agree to these terms, Miss Keyes?
Dorian turns away frustrated. Reverie looks at Dorian and looks back at you.
I accept.
And with that, she signatures it.
Do I go to sign as well?
Yes.
Okay. So it looks like you two have some work to get to, and there are a couple of Reds who need to be found.
Yes.
Dorian, I'm glad that you're doing okay and that you will be better soon, but we don't have much time.
Right. Icarus is just about done with repairs. Reverie and I can work on the scanner. Enough, at least one to begin using, and then should it prove successful, we can replicate it.
Is there any way you can recover the information you did find before this whole debacle and counterattack on your software?
That I can also do. That's usually part of my recovery, if so, should I be hit with a virus or a technical attack. I tend to adapt to it and figure out how to not be hit by it again.
That is the Kelvaris way. We learn from our mistakes and we only get better from it.
Adapt and ascend.
Of course. I want to, because she's about to go out and she's going to go look for which Red I'm gonna, because there's a couple, right? One that got away on the bike. She doesn't know who it is.
Yes.
And there's one. What was the other one?
The other one that disappeared down an alley on foot.
Down an alley. I'm going to roll a D100 and just keep it simple.
Sounds good.
1 through 50 is down the alley. 51 through 100 is the biker.
That makes sense to me.
Okay. That's a 17. So she's going to for the down the alley person first. If there's any information that you can use to help her, because I'm going to investigate.
Sure. I can really gather information to see if there's anything I saw from the other side of the security cameras to see if I could. And based on that roll, we can see how easy it is to catch them.
Is it gather information or are you securing an advantage?
Oh, that's true. It could be to secure an advantage for you, which might be makes a little more sense here. I'm going to burn the momentum to get a weak hit because I once again have not rolled very well. You can either take 2 momentum or 1 on your next move. I think how that comes to pass is Dorian uploads from his eye the camera and is able to put it on the screen. There is still a bit of static because of it's still in recovery, but he wants to give you something. So he pivots the camera to the left where the other Red scattered down the alley. You can see that this Red is wearing a heavy construction jumper, a hard hat, and appears to have an angular face with a thick sort of like biker's mustache.
So you give that to her, yes?
Yes, I gave you the description. You get a perfect profile of this guy's face.
I'm going to say you're giving that to her on the move. And so she is already kind of back out immediately, searching throughout this alleyway for any type of clues. So that is going to be gather information. So I'm going to roll for that. And I also have the Slayer asset, so which is going to help me out when I'm tracking an inhuman foe.
Heck yeah.
And that is a weak hit. So the information provides new insight, but it also complicates your quest. It complicates my quest, but I gain a new insight.
Perhaps they disappear into a factory or a construction yard where everyone's wearing the same outfit, so it makes it harder to find this specific profile.
That's a good idea. Okay, yes. So I continue to follow them. I'm finding like clues to where they're at, and like you said, I have that information, but then the world opens up into a construction site. Like they're building a new like medical facility in the area. And so there's just a lot of construction going on, people moving around, hard hats. And so now I'm trying to find this person in a sea. It's like, where's Waldo?
Very much a Where's Waldo, cyberpunk edition.
Should there be a progress track or some type of like exploration moves for this, you think?
I would say that this could have to be a smaller progress track. I've made a progress track for completing the red scanner. I've made it dangerous, mm-hmm. so it's not super difficult, but still is going to require some effort. I would say the same would apply to catching the construction red rebel.
You would say dangerous? I was going to say troublesome.
Oh, no, for you, probably troublesome.
Yes.
Because this is your job.
We will cut back to you and see how it's going.
My dearest listener, have I got a secret for you? Bitcherton is an improvised comedy podcast inspired by the stories of Jane Austen that tells the tale of a wealthy family's secrets, scandals, and shenanigans. Lady Bitcherton has unwed daughters, nosy neighbors, awful country cousins, and now a body to hide. Will the Bitchertons be able to keep their secrets off the pages of Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet? Or will her pen skewer their good name forever? Oh, Bits, what a predicament. Featuring the voices of Katie Marovich, Iffy Waddyway, Carolyn Page, Alex Songsharp, Brian Flaherty, and Cassie Wilson, plus a dance card filled with guest comedians of the very finest quality. But for us to help the seeds of rumor ripen into the juicy plum of scandal, we'll need your help. Bitcherton is heading to Kickstarter on June 13th. Go to bitcherton.com to pre-save the campaign and help us bring this story to life. Ta-ta for now.
He has disconnected all the wires from the side of his head, and Icarus has returned to cleaning up the stretcher, moving it out of the way so that a workbench can rise up from the ground and spread out and expand to fit all of his tools, as well as a workspace for Reverie to work on. All right, Rev, this is the plan.
Yeah.
I will begin working on a way to identify the false scanners. What I need you to work on is creating a small device for it to live in. We want this to be secure, so I would say no larger than a simple sidearm. It could be as small as an attachment to a wrist device or palm of your hand, but this is a little intricate, so it does need some space. So I would say between wrist tool or sidearm.
I know that Celine does have those gauntlets on her wrist, so hers are, I'm guessing we're making this for her, right?
Yes, the prototype would be fit for her, so something around that size should fit on her gauntlets.
on the gauntlets. Would she get angry by if I made something to go on top of the gauntlets? I just don't want to.
There are a great many things that agitate my sister, but something that will assist in her work, I don't think she should gripe about.
Okay. You just see, like, her eyes go wide, but she's like, is the 3D scanner ready? Still in the same place?
Yes, it's in the same place, and I'll pull up analytics on how to figure out how we can identify a false barcode from a real one.
Affirmative. And then she goes, makes her way over to the printer, and she's next to the computer and starts to design the layout and the right, is it schematics? Is that the right word?
Yeah, schematics work for like...
For the wrist rocket?
Mm-hmm. Wrist rocket. We love it.
Okay. So yours would be face danger. No, I'm kidding. Would it be face danger?
I think at first I would say it might be that in the second half of this, I think gather information might be first because he has to sit and analyze the fake barcode from the red in the first episode and give it a deeper analysis to figure out how he can separate what was cleaned with what was not finished yet so that he can find the difference between the two. That is a strong hit.
Nice.
I'm going to mark the progress, and I think it doesn't take long now with his eye repaired and also being able to pick up on the two reds that were on the surveillance camera with their cleaned barcodes. He was able to enhance on those, identify them, and he figures out where the code is different between a cleaned and one that appears to be like clean, because that was the whole thing. It was hiding them.
Reverie, she's over off to the side helping out with like the actual device, the wearable device. But we don't have like a character sheet for her technically. What would that role represent? I would say you roll for her since
she's
helping you out.
I would say it would be a wits roll. She gets a weak hit.
She gets a weak hit?
Yeah, and I think that due to the intricacies...
You get a weak hit.
I got a weak hit. I got a weak hit, which means that I think it, because of the intricacies and the very specific demands for this device, it'll take her a little bit more time to create something, especially because she does seem to want to customize it.
It's a weak hit, so you still make progress, but there's like a little drawback,
yeah,
as we know.
And I think I'm willing to take that drawback as a hit to Dorian's spirit.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
Something's really bothering him about the voice he heard, because the voice apologized to him. And the voice sounded familiar to him. And he also...
Interesting.
Definitely is feeling a little bit of that relief that someone just got away with not giving the whole truth.
People are kind of staring at her like, what the heck? What are you doing here? Lots of people. I think I'm going to be rolling some exploration moves. There is one called Set a Course, but that's more for like if you know... I know the city, but like, do I know the inner workings of this construction site?
Probably not.
No, so I'm going to do Undertake an Expedition. I'm trying to... am I trying to be vigilant or am I trying to be fast is a good question.
What would Celine want to be right now?
I think that, like, the longer that they're out here, the more stress she gets. So she's like, I need to find these guys, or whoever it is. I need to find them fast. She's going to be moving with speed. Unfortunately, Dex can't help in this situation, so we're just gonna go.
Dex is there for moral support. Are you kidding me?
This dog... That's a strong hit with the match, my friend.
Chat, can you believe this? Non-existent chat, can you believe this? Where's Ace?
Non-existent.
Where's Ace Bellerin? We need a headline. That's two strong hits of the match within three episodes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you reach a waypoint. Oh my gosh. I feel like the strong hit with the match. I'm going to stop one of the construction workers who are, you know what? The construction workers would be red.
They are all reds. There would probably be a handful of blue...
That makes it even harder.
Blue foremans, probably. Some blue foremans are probably around, like, delegating. But the vast majority of the workers here would all be reds.
Yeah, with some, like, gray security, but I'm going to stop one of the foremans. I see a woman with, like, a hard hat, and she has some paperwork in her hand. I immediately think, like, she's a blue, so I'll go up to her. I say, ma'am, I don't have much time.
Oh, Rachel, I apologize. What can I do to assist you? How can I help?
She looks very rattled for a moment, like, one part starstruck, one part scared.
I'm coming with, like, a lot of intensity, mm-hmm. and Dex is next to me. I need any information. Do you have any workers who are not accounted for? Can you check your entire log of who has logged in today, checked in for work? Okay, if you have one person who is out of order, you need to tell me that now.
Of course, Praetor. What I can do now is I can do a simple roll call. Give me a few moments and I can have the system scan everyone that's present here and we can see if there's any anomalies.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
It is a great honor to be in the presence of you, the monarch.
It's
already loading up. It's going through the scan at the moment. We just have to wait here. And
Of course we do. Yes. It's a pleasure to meet you, and I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Of course, anything to help the monarch in Hyperion City.
Great. Celine hates this.
Being forced to deal with a fan.
But when she starts to do a roll call, you see that they all kind of stop working and they all start lining up in rows. Mm-hmm. And we are going line by line as we are checking. I'm going to tell her we are going to go to each one and you will double check their badges and their code. Understood?
Of course, Praetor. Of course. Follow me this way. We'll start with the grunt work here in the yard, and then we'll go into the more intricate parts of the construction site.
Uh-huh. Thank you. So we are going to walk in between all the rows as they are lining up now. As we see her, like, checking the digital clipboard, and right now everything is lining up, and I have Dex with me as well, and I eyeing him in his colors. And at this point, I'm going to...
I would argue, because of the strong hit with a match, that you could get plus one to this roll, because you have gotten a strong hit with a match, and we've narrated that you basically have one of the foremen going one at a time, meticulously through each red. So I think that just increases the odds of rooting out this one that does not belong.
I would say come out wherever you are, but this is not a Batman RPG.
No, but I think what you would be looking for is probably the profile that Dorian gave you.
I am. Yeah. Okay, so then I'm going to undertake an expedition again, and this time I'm using wits. We are trying to be fast, but this lady looks like she's not fast.
She is not fast.
Oh, that is a weak hit. So I reach a waypoint, but the progress costs me. Pay the price, no?
Yeah.
So you draw attention to yourself in an unwanted way.
Okay. That, I think, could work.
It could be a thing of, like, more colors come out to try to get, like, autographs or something, or try to take pictures with her while she's trying to do this. And it supremely slows her down as more people are coming and noticing her.
Yes, I think this blue, innocently, but to your detriment, has sent an alert to, like, the work chat that the monarch is on site.
Jesus
and
Christ.
All it takes is one of them to say something, and now everybody within, like, a decent radius knows the monarch is at this construction site. So that means people are going to come to you looking for you, and it's only a matter of time before media tries to come by.
Oh, okay. Now I feel like my spirit should go down by one.
And then this would obviously tip an advantage to the hiding red if everyone's saying the monarch's here. Because I think every red that is, you know, tries to step out of line, or actually any red in general, would be aware of who you are. Or not you personally, but your title and what you do.
Yeah, they might call her the Red Hunter as well, or something that she doesn't like. But people are starting to crowd, and I look at, and I'm like, what is going on?
Oh, I apologize. It appears as though your presence here has gotten some of the staff excited. I apologize. I have someone doing the same roll call at the end of the facility, so we'll meet in the middle. So no pressure here. And then you see some of them being like, that's the monarch. Yes, that is the monarch. Oh, by the seven. Oh, gold be praised.
And more people are starting to... Who did you tell? No.
The staff chat. But don't worry. This won't get to anyone. They all follow a strict disclosure agreement. They won't be leaking this anywhere.
There's green on decks.
I'm looking at her. There's fire in my eyes. You get like five notifications. Then it's 10 notifications. It's an alert for her location.
Mm-hmm.
It's a news alert.
Yes.
You hear like ping, 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 ping. And as we cut back to Dorian, you get these pings about her location.
Yes, he's working on comparing the codes and putting them into now this software that will be put into the wrist launcher. And yeah, all these notifications on his eye scan. And I think one of them is a little live video feed of famous newscaster Ace Bellerin.
He's already there.
This is Ace Bellerin, Ace reporter for Hyperion City. We are en route to the construction site. Notifications we've been receiving from our intel that the Monarch, Celine Calvaris herself, is on an investigation. We'll have more news shortly.
And it cuts out.
No. Okay.
And very much on that screen is like a TikTok version where like all the hearts and all the explosions and all the, I think, little crown emojis for you go off.
She's no fun at parties. As you see this serious face with like crowns and heart emojis and like kisses. But we cut back to you. How is it going on your end with the red scanner?
I think he needs more time because of the weak hit from Reverie to combine the software onto this thing and for it to not have any complications or to cause a setback. He has to manually put it in with Icarus's help to make it more complete. And I think this is where the face danger might come in, because if he messes this up, the device could like have a bad reaction, explode, and he has to start all over again and get the code back in. It's a very delicate situation because it's such a specific device to put on such a specific accessory.
Yeah.
And he's basically overclocking all of everything to get it on there fast so he can bypass, you know, the upload times and all that nonsense. Let's go ahead and see what happens.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
There you go. There you go.
Chat, are you seeing this?
Chat, you see this? That is a strong hit with a match. Finally.
This is Ace Bellerin breaking the fourth wall. Both players, Michael and Maya, both rolled strong hits with a match in the same session.
Get out of here, Ace. Okay. So you take that momentum. This is a strong hit with a match. So what's going on?
I think with the combined efforts of Icarus and Reverie being able to maintain stability on the device to make sure that it holds, he's able to implement the chips in the proper place, and not only that, but make it flow effortlessly with the gauntlet so that there's no real activation that she has to hit with an opposite hand. She can activate it by just the gesture from one finger on the hand of which the scanner will be on. But I think if anything, it's a scanner, and I think what it'll do, it is it almost not only scans them, but will also leave a brief tracker. Almost like it'll blip and keep an eye on that person for you.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
So let me go
ahead. Super helpful.
And let me go ahead and mark progress for that, because that's absolute progress.
We're going to cut back. So I'm going to do one more roll for finding the red, as she has, like, now there are cars coming in, especially Ace, and I see his freaking violet truck.
Oh, yeah, that.
News van come, and I turn around. I said, why? Why did you do this?
Oh, I apologize. God, we need to move. Praetor, you're simply...
And I think at that moment, she'll get an alert from one of her subordinates that's doing the roll call on the other side of the building.
Yeah.
Oh, and yes. I'll tell her right now. Praetor, it appears as though there is a red construction worker who stepped out of line during the roll call and has proceeded to go towards the back exit of the building.
And then she's off. Yeah. Like, she doesn't even say anything. You see, sir, she is...
plows through the fans.
Yes, sorry, guys. It's moving everybody out of the way. Would this be, like, an exploration move? This could be a face danger, you know?
I think finish expedition might be the move here.
Okay, I only have 6. So that means my 2 challenge dice need to be lower than 6.
There's a good chance of that.
Okay. Chat, you heard that? Okay, come on. Come on, lucky roll. You've been rolling lucky, Maia. That's a weak hit.
That's still a success.
But I face an unforeseen complication. Okay, this is what's coming into my mind. I am immediately seeing this red, the one that I see his description. So I find I don't have him yet.
Yes.
So I see him getting into, there is a small, like, aircraft vehicle. That's where I was chasing him to. And it looks like someone was waiting for him.
Yeah, this would have been, like, we're, like, in this building, like, thinking factories. That's probably where, like, deliveries come and go. So he gets on one of those devices that looks like a delivery drone. But yeah, it's somebody waiting for him.
And I'm going to say the person that was waiting for him is the person that got away on the bike.
Yes.
I'm not able to catch them, but I have a tracker on me that I can throw and put on the vehicle. Like, I'm really close. Like, I'm sprinting, trying my best. With Dex beside me as we are sprinting to go, I'm going to use a little bit of my kinetic abilities to use it and push the tracker even farther.
I say that makes sense to me.
Okay, so I'm going to face danger, sounds like?
It sounds like face danger to me, because you are risking exposure, risking getting whatever could happen if you fail this. They very much don't want to be found. Makes sense to me.
Okay. And I am rolling with edge. Come on. That's a strong hit. Yes.
Heck yeah.
Yes. So that vehicle now has a tracker on the back of it. It's like a little thing. It kind of looks like little spider legs, like, pop out of it and attach it to the side, like a little magnetic.
Heck yeah.
Tiny spider. And it just... makes its way, like, wedges onto that vehicle as they are up and away. And my head just goes up and I watch them. And I can see that red's face as the door shuts. And then immediately I'm calling to Dorian. Dorian, come in.
It is at this moment that Dorian is, I would say, on the final bits of finishing up the scanner. Yeah, he's putting that together, because I would also like to probably roll to see if I can finish the scanner. A weak hit. Vow is fulfilled, but same thing. Unforeseen complication shows up.
Yeah.
I think I know exactly what the complication is, or the unforeseen thing. He finishes adding the code, and you call him. He's putting the device together. He looks over at Reverie, gives an acknowledgement, and actually hugs her back as a thank you for helping him here.
Yeah.
And while he's hugging her, just so she can't see, he's playing back the voice in his head, and he's zooming in and confirming his fear that he knows who this red is at the same time that Celine is calling.
Yes, Celine, what's wrong?
And Dex isn't there to see your emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. So you're saying at the same time as the confirmation comes in on who this red is. Mm-hmm. Celine calls you.
Yep.
Dorian, I found the 2 reds who had run away. Okay? I found them. There's a tracker on their vehicle as we speak.
Did you get a look at them?
I did. I've seen their faces.
Good. I just got finished the scanner and have confirmed the description of the other one that was at the scene, so we can compare notes.
Great. I'm on my way back. This is great news.
And the call goes off, and Dorian sees on the security camera, his scanner picks up a facial recognition, and it comes up on his little eye screen, R-O-5-5. And underneath, customized nickname, Ross. And Dorian says, "Great."
Thanks for listening to Iron Rising, a Star Forge actual play. I'm Maya Wilson, and I've been Celine Kelvaris.
I'm Michael Gilbert, and I've been Dorian Kelvaris. And together, we bring the world of Hyperion City and the Law of Seven to life.
If you're enjoying the series, leave a review or comment wherever you listen. It helps more than you know.
We also have a companion blog for those who'd like to dive a little deeper into the Forge. All links are in the episode description.
And we'll catch you in the next one.